The first one is about the wilderness, and the second one is about the dawn. That dream that our sister shared last Sunday, I believe it's a, I think my wife, it's a knockout dream. You know, there are some dreams that I call a knockout dream. You know, because they're so prophetic and they give you a direction. A room or a hall where there was all manner of things going on, clearly the world. And then secondly, a door into a wilderness. Amen. And then beyond the wilderness, the city of God. Amen. There was a man that wrote a book, The City of God. What was the man again? I can't remember now. But I'm looking at the wilderness, you know, and then the dawn. The outer court is a wilderness, if you understand. You know, the outer court is a wilderness, a type of the wilderness. We sing the song, I'm in the wilderness. It's a good thing to be in the wilderness, but you shouldn't be there for too long. Jesus was also in the wilderness, so we can learn some practical lessons about being in the wilderness. By the way, when he was there, he was only there for 40 days and 40 nights, and he moved on. Hallelujah. He moved on to his ministry where he ought to be. You know, so for you and I, we certainly have to be in the wilderness, but we are not to abide there. Because abiding there will be called wandering, and there are consequences of wandering. There is a destination beyond the wilderness. And the end time church, if you are in this place, you are part of the end time church, because it's the end time vision that brought us here. The end time church was not supposed to wander around the wilderness. The end time church was to move beyond the wilderness. Amen. You know, so if we now begin to wander, then we'll become part of a problem. Amen. So we are to move beyond the wilderness. And the only way to go through the wilderness, you have to go through the door. Amen. If you look at the tabernacle, there's a door there. The first entrance is called the gate. It brings you outside the wilderness into the outer court. That's called the gate. The gate is 20 cubits. On the left side is 15 cubits of fence. The right side is 15 cubits of fence, making 30. But the gate is 20. And 20 speaks of redemption. The number of 20 is redemption. That means we come in to be redeemed for the redemption of our soul. Amen. And there are so many things that go with it, but I'm not going through that message now. The gate, coming in through the gate, it cannot be the end point. You know, being born again, as that dream showed, it only introduces you into a wilderness, into a place that is not covered. The outer court is not covered. There is a place covered. It's called the sanctuary. And the sanctuary has two portions, the holy place and the holiest of all. They are the same. Even though the beginning part of the sanctuary, that is the holy place, is also a temporary arrangement, because ultimately that veil will be broken, and then you have just one, sanctuary, which is what David saw. David saw the tabernacle, so when he built it, he put a tent, and he just put the ark there. There was no barrier. You know, so these things are very mobile. The things you see, each one has a truth. it is bringing. So you can't hold it too much and say, I'm now Tabernacle of David. You might find that you get into trouble. Amen. So we have been given the picture of the Tabernacle of Moses that had those three barriers. But when you look at other places, you see a place where there are no barriers in the sanctuary. Amen. And somebody says, now God is restoring the Tabernacle of David that fell down. Amen. You know, so that anyone that comes here will have a direct access. You know, so we used to say in those days, it can be very dangerous when I make myself feel comfortable that, well, after all, we all are struggling. No, we all are not struggling, no. There are people who are pressing on, and they are coming into the ark experiences. Amen. So don't ever think that we all are struggling. We are not struggling. It's better where you are, you know. And this word, personally, is a word that I've received many years ago. But it wasn't time to share it. I just want to take the liberty. But I know there is time now to talk about it, because this is the time. And if you listen very well, you'll hear it everywhere. People are talking about it. And that's why I made the statement. I said that the church is moving forward. Hallelujah. If you are looking at the wrong thing, you'll get distracted. There is so much strength, so much life, so much direction that's in the church now. Those who are hearing, you will hear a very clear trumpet. Like yesterday, sister was shouting, now the message is clear. Now the message is clear. I said, praise God. Amen. That's a different matter. Hallelujah. So we're talking about the wilderness. There is a wilderness lifestyle. You know, that if you're in the wilderness, you ought to have a lifestyle. So even if you don't have that lifestyle, you can see there's a problem, because you're even supposed to go beyond the wilderness. Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at one example. Now, he told them where they were the wilderness for 40 years, wandering around, you know. And for those 40 years, every morning, without fail, the manna was there. Hallelujah. Without fail, God was faithful. Every morning, the manna was there. Hallelujah. But he told them, when they came to the end of that dispensation, say, something is about to happen. Guess what? The manna is going to stop. Is that in your Bible? There's a place and a time when the manna stopped, because a new dispensation was now coming. Say, from now on, you eat of the fruit of the land. But how will you eat of the fruit when the Amorite, he says, is in the sky? You look at him, you say, you're a grasshopper, is it not? Amen. Okay, so we'll come to it. But, you know, you see these examples that are there to speak to us about a lifestyle. Like somebody said, if you have run with the footmen and they wearied you, what are you going to do with the horses? Well, what I will do is that I will repent very quickly. Amen. That's the secret. I repent very quickly so that I can at least walk with the footmen and I'll get ready for the horses. It's not a lost cause, though. You understand? So wherever you are, there's a time for repentance. There's a time for redressing. And that's why when we come around like this, it is to help us to regage and refocus ourselves. So there is a lifestyle. Now, the Bible says Jesus, looking unto Jesus, what? The altar. And so that's the example. Let's take example from him. Now, this young man, if you permit my word, I say you're wrong, man. Okay, that was, I'm referring to his experience at that time. All right. The Bible says he was anointed with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And shortly after, he went to rest. You know, there's a brother called Shambag. For the older ones, you remember Shambag? He said, how can I go on vacation when the devil doesn't go on vacation? Amen. Shambach says so. So, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost. Guess what? What happened next? The Bible says he was driven by the Holy Ghost. Where? Into the wilderness. Hallelujah. What did he go to do there? To be tempted of the devil. The outer court is a place of trial. And you know, many of us who have been there. Now, there's a reason why, you know, the people, when they come out of Egypt, they can't enter the promised land immediately. You can't. And we did not enter. We have to go through an experience called wilderness. For them, it was natural. You know, like I said sometimes, if you are flying, through any of the European, even Emirates, and you are going the day, you have the opportunity to look out of the window. I always like to stay by the window, and I look. I say, God, how can a human being stay anywhere in this wilderness? Everything is brown and dry and dusty, lifeless. Hallelujah. You know? But the truth is that in the wilderness, you can have Elim. You can have a place where you have springs. Amen. And you can have palm trees. They call it oasis. Just portions of life. Hallelujah. But you can never assume that that place is where you want to dwell completely. Well, you want to dwell all the time in Elim. I hear there's a ministry called Elim Ministry. I wish they would change the name because Elim is just a temporary place. But if you stay there for long, the spring may also dry up. Amen. Because that source of water is not assured. So what are we saying? That when we get born again, we come into an experience. And that experience is for testing. It's for judgment. The outward man must be broken down. I didn't hear any amen. Whether you say amen or not, that is where you are now. The things you have been going through in your short experience as a believer has been to break down the outward man. The rule of the outward man over the soul. Amen. The soul was to rule, is to rule through the spirit to have dominion. Hallelujah. Now, when we have a situation where the carnal life, when I say carnal life, the man has diabetes. He has no solution. But there is an energy. There is a place where there is life that will heal the diabetes without taking drugs. That's an example of what I mean. And that experience is now. Amen. If people are to come into that experience. Hallelujah. So I cannot excuse myself and say, well, this is kind of, never say it can never happen. Because Bible said that when they brought all manner of sickness and he healed every one of them. Somebody say, Paul. Which anointing is that? And you say, Jesus Christ the same. The same. Hallelujah. So what grammar are we speaking? So what we are saying that there is a rest that remains for the people of God. And you and I cannot say, well, because I can speak airtime and understand tabernacle, I have arrived. You know, we need to understand that there yet remains a lifestyle. There's a place where the outward man is broken down. And the Zoe life, the life, the dominion of the Christ life becomes a day-by-day experience. Hallelujah. So that is in view. And so when God has to take me to the wilderness, anyway, I was talking about the lifestyle because it's important. Now, when Jesus went into the wilderness, guess his lifestyle. What was his lifestyle? He's the Son of God. Why does he need to fast? Son of God. He waved and the angels will land. Amen. He could do anything he wanted. But the Bible says that he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And people here are fasting for 40 days. Don't mind me. I'm not making a rule for you. I'm just making you, making us think out of the box. Amen. Okay, in the fellowship, we'll fast Tuesday and Wednesday, you know. And then we'll add Wednesday and add the Sunday, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, there is 30, and there is 20, and there is 10-day fast. You even find a 7-day fast. You may even find a 3-day fast. You may even find a 1-day fast. Amen. As a brother, they call him Brother Yun. They call him the Heavenly Man. He fasted for 87 days, and he was like skeleton. See, how many? 76 days. He was like skeleton. But when he stood up, the maximum prison in China opened unto him, and he walked out of the prison. He walked out. And today they say it's not possible because they know that anybody who gets there can never come out. But Brother Yun walked through. An angel came and took him, and he walked out. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God. So what are we saying? There's a lifestyle for the wilderness. And however you want to take it, you want to balance the world, praise God for balancing the world. But fasting and prayer is part of the requisite for overcoming in the wilderness. Amen. Amen. And this fasting and prayer is not fellowship fasting and prayer. It's good though. You know, we talk about it. So when they say when the fellowship is fasting, you start from there. But you and I must, if we are going to survive this wilderness, to go through, to enter, because the purpose is to enter. We are coming there, to enter through the door, we must adopt the prescribed lifestyle. What is it? Fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Because we are going to be tempted. We are going to be tried. God has to allow the flesh come up. He does it portion by portion. He allows the flesh to come up. Then you use 1 week to defend why the flesh came up. If you are spiritual, after 1 week, your strength goes down. And then you submit to the Lord. Amen. Amen. But as you become more spiritual, the length of days of defending self will be reducing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So that means that, you know, it's breaking it down. Breaking down the outward man. Amen. Somebody arranges his life. So when I leave school, I'm going to get a job. By 30 years, I'm going to be a millionaire. By 40 days, by 40 years, I'm going to have my company. And I'm going to rule the world. No problem. No problem. And I'm going to have a young family. I don't want to suffer. So by the time I'm 40, all my kids are out of school, and I would have time. Amen. By 40 years, he's still looking for a job. Yes. By 40 years, he's still looking for a job. Because God is not in a hurry. He's choosing his sons. Hallelujah. In the crucible of fire. Amen. That soul must visit the fire. That is the only grammar you can understand. Okay, let's take an example. There's a young man, his name is Moses. Bro, do you know Moses? Moses. Moses. You know, he was training all the language and acts of Egypt. Do you know what Egypt is? The embalmment science is still relevant today. Their pharaohs, if you go to the museums in London, you will see them as they died 900 years ago, they are still as it is. The pyramids of Egypt, the engineers, where are they? They will tell you that this modern science cannot understand. If you line up those pyramids, they line up to all the major cities in the U.S. There is something they call it. I forgot it, but I will remember the name. There are lines. Do you know there are lines on the earth? In Egypt, they understood it. So when they tell you that the man was learning all the arts and science of Egypt, he's not telling you about this bachelor's degree and PhD we are getting. What about crack science? You know, they mastered the world. They mastered the universe. Amen. Amen. And for 40 years, what was he doing in the wilderness? But the people of God were suffering. That was still God's problem. God had a son to teach some lesson. to get the flesh, break him. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, when you have planned your life, and then God blesses you and you become born again, you enter the wilderness. Hallelujah. Amen. You better open your heart, though. Open your heart, because you plan your life. I'm going to have two boys, two girls. Really? Amen. Hallelujah. See, I don't want. Just one boy, one girl. Just fine family. Okay. Don't want any. Amen. I save money when I'm 30, I'm going out. Hallelujah. You know, but you see, someone says the sun may not always be shining. You know? I'm about to say, there are things you don't control. Amen. And the lifestyle in the wilderness, you don't. And sometimes, the things that we go through in this process of training and pruning, sometimes it makes us to make the wrong decisions. It makes us to... You know, I remember the story. Some of us remember it. The one told by B. Britton. Said there were two horses that were under training, is it not? And, you know, one said, why should I always be here? Sit down, stand up, wear this, raise the leg, bring it down. But why can't I just go and be jumping around? So, no, I can't take it. Man was born to be free, is it not so? Man, he jumped. I went and joined his friends. Outside the medium. It was green. My brother, winter was coming, very, very far, but it was coming. One day, winter landed, and all the rivers dried up. The mala has ceased, though. He has to find food. Of course, without finding food, the fat stores will break down. When the fish break it down, one in the muscle will start breaking down to bring energy to the body, isn't it? And then he dried up. But the other one that was raising leg and bringing it down, sit down, stand up, he was getting life. It was being supplied. Amen. Amen. And one day, it was day to carry the king, like they were carrying the king yesterday. I heard something was happening yesterday. You know? And he now looked and saw his friend. Yay! Oh boy, yeah. If I had known, I would have just endured. But then it was too late. Like they said, the ship has sailed. Amen. So, the things that we're going through now is for a purpose. Wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, even for decisions you made, wrong decisions, your father was watching you when you made the wrong decisions. Or you made the right decision. Whatever it is, all things work together for good to them that are called. Hallelujah. What is the good? He wants to bring a son. Hallelujah. He wants to break the outward man, that the Christ in the inward man might comfort and dominate everything. Hallelujah. How else can he do it if he did not break it? That a whole man, graduate of the school of learning of Egypt, says, God, I don't know how to speak. Do you understand? He said, go and speak. He said, Lord, I cannot speak. Hey! Do you know what he went through? God broke the man. Hallelujah. He said, okay, don't worry. I will send your brother. He will speak for you. Amen. So, the wilderness is the place where we are broken. And it has this reason. It has this purpose. You know, I'm learning that when something happens to me, I say, no, get up. I say, no. There's a reason for where I am now. Hallelujah. I'm not doing it too well. I'm just trying. I'm trying to shorten the distance. You know, my reaction time. I say, no. There's a reason why I'm here now. Amen. I say, Lord, what are you teaching me? What am I supposed to learn in my soul? Do you understand? Amen. Every experience is supposed to work in something to be of benefit to this inward man. If I waste it, well, God might give me another test. If there is still time. But now, we are running out of time. Amen. So, every situation must be utilized. We cannot keep on looking at it at the natural. The man has abused me. He has done this. He has said this. He didn't give me my due. He didn't do this. That's one way of looking at it. But we need to have this wilderness mentality. Amen. That every reason, everything that happens, was for a reason. So Jesus was tempted, isn't it, 3 times? And each one of those, there was a speaking. There was something that he spoke. How did he overcome? I know you're thinking about it. How did he overcome? He said, it is written. That's another lifestyle. Amen. Not just fasting, but you must know it is written. Amen. And you must know where it is written. Because the devil also quoted, for it is written. It is written against it is written. You can quote it written. The devil will also tell you it is written. Do you know, even now, when I'm still finding out where he misquoted. There are some people who know where he misquoted. But that scripture, he didn't quote it right. Amen. Is that correct? He didn't quote it right. So what are we saying? There is a lifestyle. We've talked about the fasting and the prayer. We've talked about the mental attitude and application of ourselves. Amen. And now we're looking at this other aspect of the lifestyle of scripture reading. You know, I was in a meeting in Lekki a few years ago. Some of you people were here. But I came out of that meeting and I said, I caught it. I don't know if you caught it. I got to say, lifestyle change. If you don't catch it today. Lifestyle change. I would have say after me. But I'm not going to say after you because I might get into trouble with that. So let me not say after me. Just to make sure to emphasize it. What did I say? Lifestyle change. There must be a lifestyle change. Amen. And you plan it. It doesn't happen. You don't change lifestyle. You say, I'm not going to be waking up at 5 o'clock every morning. If I find myself waking up by 7, so you give up. No, you must keep at it. I must wake up by 5. And you are going to plan for it. When you wake up by 5, you go to bed early. Amen. If you don't want to carry your files from work, then you organize yourself at work. That's a plan. You plan for it. Amen. How many of us plan for righteousness? You know? You want to retire. How many people want to retire? Haven't you planned for it? Haven't you gone to get insurance? Bro? Okay, sorry. I shouldn't ask, bro. You just retire. The men who just retired, they're not around though. Go and check. Anyone that just retired is not around. Amen. Because you cannot cope. You don't go fit. Amen. You plan for retirement. Hallelujah. What are we saying? If you want to change your lifestyle, you plan and pray for it. Hallelujah. You sit down and say, this is what I desire. And you put it on the table and you're willing to pay the price. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, people are not answering me.
Amen.
Amen. The amen is not there. Amen. Hallelujah. You plan for it. Whether you're a young child or you're whatever, it's not on the table. Whether you work very hard, you don't work very hard, not on the table. The thing about fasting and prayer, you know, even the fasting, you plan for it. It's a lifestyle, you plan for it. It's a mentality. I remember some brother, I said, God told me to fast today 3 days. Yeah. It will take me 1 week to readjust my mind to be able to do such 3 days fast on the road. Amen. Amen. So can God knock you and say, today you are starting 3 days? Because there's one arrow of diabetes coming in front. If you didn't say amen, amen. Say amen now. Amen. Eh? There is something that is coming in the spirit, and God says, get ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we say, no. Just walk. But we say that is it the prudent man? What does he do? He sees what does he do? The prudent man is thinking about the soul. This young man, when he say young man, he says the soul is not trained. That's why it needs some trouble to get experience. Amen. When there is no, when that is not there, then you find that we're always stumbling into one calamity or one situation. We are always unplanned. We are reactionary. This has happened. The other one has happened. You know, so we are reacting today. Tuesday you react. Thursday you react. Saturday you react. When are we in control? Brethren, are we in control? Somebody says, take back your life. You know, they say it in, I think you hear it in WhatsApp. Say, take back your life. Brother, we need to take back our life. Amen. Amen. And stop reactionary. We see it ahead of time. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I was telling somebody yesterday, I was in London, and I saw some drum beating people approaching me. Amen. I called them, I said, what's good? They said, they want to make your father chief. Do you know it can be a regular experience? As a young man called Joseph, you don't hear much about him. Tam, wake up, Egypt. There are people who want, he woke up that night, he went to Egypt. Amen. Amen. By the morning, visitors arrived in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Do you know that there are some young children who didn't know? They became casualty. They were shooting in Wimpy Junction the right day. Were there any casualties? Is it possible that you can know ahead of time about the Wimpy Junction shooting? Amen. And you can hide yourself. That's what we're talking about, brethren. Now, for Joseph, he was, God spoke to him. He was one step ahead of Herod. Hallelujah. Say, get up. They are there that saw the young man's life. And he came. And when he came, he said, no, not here, somewhere else. Follow through to. I mean, have you thought about it? He was there. Perfect. He walked righteously. Hallelujah. What a man of God. And after that, he faded out. He has run his course. He has finished his race. Amen. May God help us to be that kind of exact in the spirit. You know, so the lifestyle in the wilderness, that we are saying where we are now, we need to make a lifestyle adjustment. We need to sit down and count the cost. Say, does a man build a house without counting the cost? What kind of lifestyle do you want? You want to be someone that is always hearing God? You want to be somebody that is sensitive in the spirit. You want to be somebody that we will say, live a life of prayer and fasting. But you have to sit down and count the cost. Amen. Some things have to go. Some appetites, some luxuries, some things will have to be put on the altar. And God will test it though. It's not enough to put it on the altar. Just wait for something. Amen. Someone said, when I'm tried, I shall come forth as gold. There was a determination in his heart. Amen. I'm saying that we can determine to overcome. David said, Lord, you will search me and you shall find nothing. Do you find it in your Bible? Say, you are going to search. Say, I have proposed that my eye will not. Hallelujah. So we are speaking for that kind of experience, you know, of a people that need, and you know, and what is ahead of us, we are getting more and more into trouble. Just to refresh our mind, last week was the 70th anniversary of the State of Israel. Well, how you may say it doesn't matter, but for some of us, that is very significant. Amen. It means there is a calendar that something else that has happened. And since that time, some people have declared war. And by the way, I hope you know that your country is among the people that are going to get the cane from God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Czech Republic. Is it Malawi? They have moved the embassies already. Yes. And your own, they have emphasized that they were not there. There are things that are speaking in the spirit. Amen. So, however you look at it, the days of tribulation upon the earth is made more sure. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I'm just trying to say that the spiritual environment is changing towards that of violence and more trouble. So don't ever think it's going to be peace. And the place to be is, of course, because we are already in that wilderness situation, the place to be is the place of prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Amen. Not just prayer and fasting, but the lifestyle of it is written. Hallelujah. And it is not going to be a change of 1 minute, certainly not today. Amen. You can take decision today. I pray you do if you haven't. But you must work at it. Amen. You must determine that in 6 months' time, in 1 year, by December, by whatever time, this is where I want my prayer life to be. This is where I want my it is written life to be. You know, there must be an ambition. Amen. And when you make that offering, it's an offering you are bringing. Bible says you will make a vow. God watches the vow. He will give strength to bring it to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. So, just to encourage us, brethren, let's not wait until fellowship says we are going to fast. If I must say the truth, it has been said that we are not in a prayerful mood as a fellowship. I found a very good way to say it. Is that a very good way to say it, Rufus? That was a very good way to say it. That Isaac has been talking about all the time. But the sum total is that, brethren, we are not in that prayerful. Brobina has been, you know, there's an anointing that has been coming on that platform. And he has been talking about it. Brother, happy to be talking about it. Uh-huh. And what is he saying, brethren, that we need to change? We must change our lifestyle. Amen. There are consequences, though, for not changing the lifestyle. God will say the carcasses fell in the wilderness. Amen. You know, so it's not as though, well, I can. There is not, choice is really very, very little in this matter. Amen. Because the horsemen are coming. When I say horsemen, that means strong spirits are being released. If people like us can start seeing vision, bro, you know, say, game not change. Amen. Because me, I'm seeing some things now. Amen. So if people like us can start seeing, know that that game has changed. Amen. So we must make a redress. Praise the Lord. Now, let's try to move the message forward. Now, there are three important experiences of the wilderness. Three important experiences of the wilderness. Actually, I should be up on that board drawing, but somehow I don't know why I'm still down here. But I'm hoping that I'm drawing something in your mind. Amen. I'm actually drawing in your mind, so I hope you can see it. Now, there are three experiences of the wilderness that you find in the holiest of all. Who can tell us what those three experiences are? There are three things from the outer court that you take right inside. The first one was the manna. Amen. The second one was the tables of the covenant. Was it the wilderness? Yes. And the third one was what? Aaron's rod that budded. Where did you get it? In the wilderness. Hallelujah. So, brethren, the wilderness life is critical. The things I go through, the experiences I have been going through, you know, God brought you into this fellowship or wherever you are, and there's been robbing, you know. Some of them may not be palatable. But by now, you ought to have picked up those three things. I don't know if I've communicated to you. Amen. Okay, let me take it again. The fortune of Israel, as they passed through the wilderness, there were three things, three experiences that they came through. Amen. The first one was the manna, is it not? They were hungry. There is nobody in this room who can lift one finger without energy, without strength. Now, the strength we're speaking about is the strength in the spirit. I'm speaking about the soul, the inward man. Amen. The inward man is like a vessel. If it is empty, if in your soul there is no spiritual strength. Have you met a man who doesn't have spiritual strength? Nigeria will never be good. They are not even, in fact, this life, it is useless. Why did I even come? Let me even die. Let me do anything. See yesterday, see what they did. They did this. The soul is dry. No energy. Hallelujah. Say amen now. Yeah, that's not strong. Have you met another man that is full of spirit of the Lord? Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. I thank God. Hallelujah. In the valley and in the mountain, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. I bless the Lord. My feet almost left, but now I rejoice. Hallelujah. God will make my enemies to be bread for me. That's a man that has, there is some oil, there is something in his soul. I don't know if you are in this room and your soul is dry. You know it's possible you're dry, dry, dry. Everything is dry. You are trying to raise head, everything is brass. This one is even iron. This is iron. The earth is iron. The heaven is brass. Amen. Hallelujah. There has to be a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Something has to happen that will make the earth yield the increase. That will make the heavens do what? Rain down life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, the amen is not high today.
Amen.
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 So, those experiences, they start from the outer court. Amen. But they're going all the way. Now, for Israel, it was a collective experience. For us, it's also a collective experience and also individual. Amen. You know, so, you as an individual, you must have come to the point where there is manna. Hallelujah. That's manna. But we have seen a situation where the manna ceased. And they began to eat of the fruit of the land. Amen. What is the fruit of the land? Bible says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. I'm quoting James 1:12 now, is it not? From when he is tried, what will he do? That the Lord will give him what? A crown of righteousness. What is he saying? That when you overcome, you receive grace to overcome even further. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, there is a strength that is general. But there is a strength that you gain when you overcome, when you obey God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yesterday, when we got to Owerri, there was strength. What was that strength? Because there had been an overcoming. Amen.
Amen.
There was intense warfare. You know, but that warfare brought a victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And out of that victory came a strength. And that strength is that I'm not going to submit to tradition.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because I have been in a situation where they say, bring football. For 3 hours, they say, football. We say, we're not bringing any football here. So this marriage is not going to happen unless you buy football for the youth club. We say, your youth club is not our business. We came here to marry, and we are marrying the wife, and we're going. For 3 hours, we're arguing. Amen. So when we put our leg down, I had experience of football in Akwa Ibom. Those who were there, they know what I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. We went to one place called Opoku. They said, this marriage is not taking place. Hey! I said, now, wow. One brother here, I won't mention, he said, no, don't, we shouldn't agree. No, we shouldn't agree. He said, hey, we shouldn't agree. He said, no, we shouldn't agree. I said, okay, over. I followed him. I said, we won't agree. Finally, that marriage took place. Amen. What is it called? Experience. Amen. When you have experience, it gives you energy for more experience. That's called manna. In fact, it's called hidden manna. It's an energy that nobody can take away from you. Amen. But when you compromise, even the little you have, he said, to him that does not have, even the little he has will be taken away. But to him that has, what will happen to him? More will be given. That's the spiritual law. Amen. When we overcome, more is given. When we compromise, even the little they are struggling with, say, yeah, take it from him. All the devils will come. They just say, food don't land, though. Man, they land. Take. Before you know, everything is, they tear you down, they run their way. And you are there, like, you just carcass on the ground. Say, oh God, I've fallen again. Falling again is that you didn't prepare. You didn't see the enemy coming. You were not watching. I was not watching. Amen.
Amen.
Joshua would say, my friend, get up. Go and fight. Amen. So on the ground, crying every day will not solve the problem. I must get up. My soul must become matured. I don't know if you understand. This soul must be a wife, must be an old man. Must be filled with wisdom. He said, the young man is void of wisdom. He said, seest thou a young man? Say, he walked by the house of the strange woman. He's walking past and he's enjoying. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Mark says, you don't overcome when you're in front of the restaurant. You overcome when in your room. But when you go in front of a restaurant, you're almost in. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a place for overcoming. And there is a strength that comes by overcoming. Hallelujah. And we are being taught to push on. That these are the things that we are going to carry on through the way. Amen. That pathway of walking with the Lord. Now, the scripture says, you will make our enemies a what? Bread. Hallelujah. Have you heard it before? He said, he will make our enemies to be what? Be bread. Somebody looked in the wilderness. Why did you think that the wilderness is filled with different kinds of tribes? That speak of natures. Give you an example. The Amorite means a man, lofty one, lofty, height. That is the spirit of pride, is it not? Eh? And the Amorite is in the land. God said, go and drive them out. Amen.
Amen.
So, to be able to settle in the land, I must overcome the spirit of pride. And you and I have been born in a land of pride called Nigeria. Amen. Hallelujah. So that means even for us, there is a special anointing we need to overcome pride. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's something that God is taking us up on. He's taking us up on, and he's dealing with us, you know, and all that. And when we come together, those things, they come out. You know, someone says, oh, there is pride in this fellowship, I'm not going to come again. Amen. You know, so God uses the pride in the brethren to show me my own pride. And I say, actually, the brethren don't have pride. I am actually the pride. Actually, I need to deal with myself. Amen. God uses my wife to show me my pride. He uses my children, you know, people are my office mate to show me that I'm proud. Amen. And if a man is proud, he has to go down. The boss has to say, I'm sorry. That's not in the management book. Oh. Because if the boss says, I'm sorry, that means that's the end of the organization. Isn't that so? Eh? The system collapse. Amen. Well, son of God has to address system collapse. Amen. So, brethren, somebody say, I haven't read Bible. I've not read Bible because it's practical. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, in the wilderness, there are practical things to pick. There are things, he said, they overcame by the word of their testimony, by the blood and all that. So, I've talked about one major thing. But you see, in the wilderness, the provision that God has made is different from the provision in the promised land. Hallelujah. When you look at the tabernacle, where you find bread is inside the sanctuary. Amen. Say amen now. Where you find bread is in the holy place. That's where you find bread. Hallelujah. Let me talk about that in a minute, in a way that, you know, I'm trying to knock it down so that it will become, you know, make it simple. You know, so now the Bible says that that table was the table where the priest will eat. Amen. There were 12 loaves of bread. They will change it. Is it every day or every week? I think every week. At the end of the Sabbath, they change it. They bring a new one. And they don't throw it away. They eat it. Amen. Hallelujah. So, there is a bread that is meant for the priest. Hallelujah. Some people get crushed. People like David, they get crushed. I went and ate the bread. Hallelujah. They use some principles that allow them to eat. But, Jesus said, I am the living bread. Jesus said, I am the living bread. How many people have Jesus in their heart in this room? Jesus is in your heart. Do you feed on that energy? Do you know that there is a bread within you? When you say there is no hope, there is no hope because you are not looking. Somebody says, from when shall I will lift up my eyes? From when shall my help come? May God change my vision. To know that there is energy within my soul. Christ within is a pot of energy. It's a hidden manna. Do you know that there is strength for my emotion within? Someone says, I cannot overcome. I say, my emotion cannot overcome. But there is an energy called Christ that can crucify this Nigerian emotion. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, they that are Christ have overcome. And the Christ is inside me, and I'm complaining. Amen. I don't know. I don't know if I'm speaking. This is different from the normal Christianity we know. The normal Christianity is, I am depending on my own energy. The thing supports around me. my bank account, people who can help me. I'm talking about strength from Zion. And the Zion is within. I don't know how to say. In other words, my soul has been connected to Zion. And there is now a flow of energy. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I'm speaking about. I'm talking about a connection. That is, that last Sunday we were talking about the soul, the geography of the soul. You know, if you are looking at this naturally, then you will miss the message. We are saying the soul has a dwelling place. The soul has a place it dwells, range of light or of darkness. Even in light, Paul said that at midday, there was a light that came to me above the brightness of the midday sun. I don't know, is it in your Bible? Say amen, now it's in your Bible. Can you imagine you go out there 12 noon, bright, yet the light that came to him was brighter than the 12 noon light. Guess what he says? That they all fell down because of light. Say, how can a man fall down because of light? Let that light come upon you. You will find out. Amen. Say, Lord, give me light. Let there be light. Say, in the evening time, there shall be light. Come on, light. Amen. When light comes into my soul, say, God, lighten my darkness that I may not sleep the sleep of death. This soul is asleep. It must be woken up. It must be. It says that I will awake in your light. That is the resurrection we are speaking about. And resurrection is a man. It's an experience. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just about to go into talking about the door. I'm not yet there yet. But Jesus is the door. I was telling you about the gate. You have the gate, you have the door. Jesus says, I am the door. Where? Into the sheepfold. The sheepfold is where there is bread. Amen. Amen. The sheepfold is where there is a river of the Spirit called lampstand, whatever. The sheepfold is where you have energy and light, enlightenment for the soul. Amen. Amen. Brethren, is a thing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We end time people must get out of the wilderness experience. And we must come into the sanctuary experience. Now, in the sanctuary, there is a mountain called Zion. In the wilderness, there's another mountain called Sinai. I don't know if you are with me. There are two mountains at two levels. Amen. In the wilderness, there is a mountain called Sinai. And that's where you receive the law, is it not? Mostly receive the law. Amen. But there's another mountain where you receive another law. A higher law. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Moses received this natural law. By the time he came out, his face was blazing with light. He had to even cover it. And the word of the Lord to us is that, brethren, if we will climb up to that mountain of Zion, if our soul will come to the mountain of Zion, amen, we are going to receive a revelation of Christ. Amen. Paul said, we have received a ministry. Not the ministry of the old. Amen. He said, the ministry we have received is the ministry of the new. Amen. That the ministry of the old cannot be compared with this ministry of the new. Amen. Amen. And because of this liberty, this glorious thing, we use great plainness of speech. He said, because there is still a veil upon the mind. As long as this Sinai law, his ministry is going on. Brethren, we must come out of Sinai and come into Zion. Because when you come, say, we have come to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. The soul must come to Zion. Not just come there, dwell there. Hallelujah. And there is a place where there is a breaking of fresh bread. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Amen. 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 Now, this bread is different from the manna. It's different from the manna that is given. Somebody says, well, I'm just born again. This thing is becoming too spiritual for me. I just want to go to heaven. No problem. Amen. Hallelujah. But somebody says there are higher hearts. There are deeper depths. Deeper depths. Whatever you need to do, Lord, do in me. The glory of God. Eh? Is it Isaac now? That's your song. Fills my soul. And I will never be the same again. Brethren, we're speaking about a change, the circumcision of the inward man. A change in level. Say, level don't change. Level is changing, brethren. Somebody is going from Sinai to Zion. Amen. When you get to that mountain, you will see two crowns. Say, in that shoebread, there are two crowns. One crown was pointing up, the other set was pointing down. What do you think it means? Amen. There is authority. I told one man yesterday. He said, Pastor, I'm the son of God, and I'm a minister of God, and I have authority. He looked at me, and I said, now all the chiefs, all the elders come here now, I want to talk to you. Broadcast was there. Amen. They said, look at it. So well, I said that I'm a son of God, and I have authority here now. To do.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. A man could have saw something yesterday. They saw a source of God. Amen. The brother came and said, rapture is a fallacy. 5 minutes and I finish this message. Where is this, my brother? Amen. Before they knew what was happening, body was on the ground, covered. And we're going 30 minutes and we're out. Amen. It's called authority. So who may say to her, what dwells thou? If I come and ask me, what dwells thou? I have authority. I have a conviction from God. Amen. Bible said that the time that those that know their God shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. It doesn't come with granite, though. It comes with walking with the Lord. We're talking about energy, strength. Amen. So there is another dimension. There's a place where a new law is now broken. If you get there, you will find out that there's a new law. There are revelations. Now, Christ is an energy source that. You know, there's a brother called Austin Sparks. I said, this boy, can't he speak one language without Christ? Christ came and Christ ended. Christ. I said, where is this man? God said, the man has seen something. I said, God, I must see that thing, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, there is a place of life. My soul must touch it. Amen. Amen. And when you touch that life and I become joined to it, hallelujah, no man can separate it. Paul said, now nothing can separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why do I say so? The Bible says, he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. So I know there's a marriage of spirit. There is a marriage of the soul. And my people here have taught me that there is also a marriage of the body. In fact, even the body, you now marry not the bone, but you marry the flesh. So there are levels of marriage. Amen. My soul is to be married to Christ. Christ is the bridegroom. My soul is the bride. That is the celestial marriage of all time. Hallelujah. So my soul must be moving towards that marriage. Amen. Because where the soul is, the body will. Christ says, where I am, there you will also be. Don't you understand? So where Christ is, if your soul comes there, your body will quickly follow and become Christ. Amen. Amen. The body will, he said quickly, it shall be changed. Say that this corruptible shall must put on incorruption. And this mortal shall do what? Put on immortality. And he said, Lord, we are waiting for our body from heaven. Which body is he speaking about? It's not in your Bible. So we are waiting for our body, our house, our tabernacle from heaven. Which tabernacle is that one? He's speaking about Christ. Amen. Christ is an experience. Christ is the door. The tabernacle are the steps that take us into the fullness of Christ. Amen. How is it, brethren, we have entered one level and we have thrown away every other one? Say, no, we are not going up. You know, we are reading about the Sadducees. They say there is neither angel or spirit. When Jesus came and ever mentioned resurrection, he said, no, that man. We must kill him. The Pharisees agree that there is angel and spirit. The only thing that they are not ready to move forward. May the spirit of the Sadducees and Pharisees not overtake us. I thought it would be very, very long. I said, God, I don't want to be there. Amen. They knew. Pharisees, they knew. They knew the resurrection, but they didn't want to experience it. Paul said, I am a Pharisee and my father is a Pharisee. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sadducees, this man is our brother. This man is our brother. He said, you cannot attack him. He's our brother. He cannot attack you. He's our brother. Amen. Everybody said, no. They are not that spirit. Nothing like angel. God, that time has passed. Amen. God has given us the law. We just follow the law. May we not enter into that religious cul-de-sac. Amen. Do you know that if we can get there? We can get there. Amen. It's a spirit. If we allow ourselves to overtake us. Amen. They knew the law. But when it came to entering into the resurrection, they missed it. Hallelujah. Amen. Bible says there yet remains a rest for the people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We have come to Mount Zion. I have come to Zion. If I have come into the city of God, there is no devil anywhere that can touch me without the head. That is the confidence that God is bringing to us in reality. Amen. There's one experience I had the other day. I don't know if I can tell you. But I said now that I'm having vision like Isaac. Amen. I was having one thing like that. And I heard in the dream, say, he called my name, bring him. And I felt like a flood, something like, you know, this screen, you know, you go through the screen. It was like a screen. I said, very good. Amen. Amen. Say amen now. Amen. Hallelujah. What are we saying? We are saying that there is a new experience that is coming. Amen. There's a new experience. You know, when we turn to God, God will arise for us. Hallelujah. You know, so I've talked about the manna. I was about to talk about the spirit. You know, in the holy place, you have not just the table of shewbread, but you have something they call a lampstand. It's just English language. What it means is my soul joined to Christ. That's what it means. And because it's joined to Christ, there's a flow of life. There's a flow of life from the Spirit of God through my spirit into my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody call it a river. Say, there is a river that makes glad the city of God. Hallelujah. You know, now, we are speaking about the life beyond the wilderness now, because this lampstand effect, you must go through the door, is it not? And Jesus is the head. The Bible Carson says, you must fall in love with Jesus all over again. That is, we must rediscover Jesus. We must rediscover the Lord. Amen. We must rediscover our personal relationship. We must rediscover that touch, that one-to-one. Amen. Because Jesus is the one that brings you in. Hallelujah. Amen. And some of us, the place of Christ has become academic. I knew Christ. You say, is there Jesus? Yes, there's Jesus. Amen. Someone said, they that wait upon the Lord shall what?
Renew.
He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall. Somebody asked me a question. How do I enter? How do I enter? You know? Well, John says, except you are born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter. Isn't it not so? Amen. So you enter by the Word and by the Spirit. But the Spirit of God saying, he that has the Spirit of Christ is in the Spirit. Amen. So, if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, and it is possible that there are people in this room who are not baptized in the Holy Ghost, you may be here for a long time MIS, but not baptized in the Holy Ghost. According to Emeka Nwamba, you cannot make it. Not me, it's what Emeka Nwamba that said it. He said, you cannot make it. Isaac, you remember where he said it? He said, you cannot make it. Why? Because there is no way your spirit can break down your soul. I don't know if you understand. You have a soul, you have a spirit, you have a body. The soul is a wild man. Do you understand? It's a wild bull. A lot of energy. Your soul needs higher energy. Amen. That is what the baptism of the Holy Ghost does for you. You receive unction. Amen. You receive an endowment of energy of Christ. Boy, it comes upon your soul. Amen. Through your spirit. And it begins to energize your mind. That's why when you wake up in the morning, you quarrel with your wife, you wake up, you are feeling fresh. That fresh is to apologize. So don't leave the room without apologizing to her. Amen. Yeah, people should say amen now.
Amen.
Amen. You wake up in the morning, you see strength. Where do you think it's coming from? It's coming from the energy of the Spirit of God in you. Amen. Amen. When men say there's a casting down, you just see a strength coming. Where do you think it's coming from? It's coming from a higher source from within you. Amen. And you must learn how to dip your hand and bring the life and strength. When there's confusion everywhere, when men say there's a casting down, Obiagbo people have taken your land. They have done this. They have done this. Our robbers have come. Boko Haram everywhere. Bible says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? In our language, it says what? Yes. When there is no spirit, you say, no, this one, look at it. Then you read all the grammar. Hallelujah. So, brethren, there is an energy source that is available to us. Amen. And when my soul is joined to the Spirit of Christ, it's not meant to stop there. That energy of Christ must get into my mind, must get into my emotion. Amen. I was sharing the other day, Jesus went through the cross. Can you imagine the scourging, the beating 39 stripes? They call it cat o' nine. Do you know what it is? Stone mixed with sharp and leather. And all kinds of, they beat you, they draw it. The flesh is torn. And man gets there. He said, are you the Son of God? No, that's why you couldn't keep quiet though. So that says, I'm the Son of God. Keep quiet. You're a thief. That one doesn't need any answer. All these women here, you're running with them. That one doesn't need answer. Did you say you're the Son of God? Yes. I am the Son of God. Keep quiet. Amen. Emotional intelligence. Amen. Matured emotion. There is no way. I must have this, that energy of Christ. It must land in my emotion. I must take it over. Amen. So people like us who have emotional problems, Christ is our answer. That's why it's very easy for me. Because me, we are finished already. This is Nigerian emotion. You don't go finish. Amen. The Christ is the answer. Hallelujah. Say, Christ, I receive your emotion. When you wake up every morning, say, God, today is another day to partake of Christ. Somebody said, there's a casting down. How will I drive through the traffic? How is it your problem? You have a spirit in you that is quickening you. Amen. You are singing and making melody. I'm wondering about traffic. Before you pass the paraffin, before you even remember. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, there is an energy that we can tap into. Amen. So Jesus, in his emotion, they tried it. Say, tempted in all points, yet without sin. It's a hope for people like us. Amen. You have problem with your emotions? You have problem with your desires? Try the solution called Christ. Amen. For he that has no control, no dominion over his own emotions. He called it energy, his own spirit. Amen. It's like a city broken down. Say, O Zion, awake, awake from the dust. Awake, awake from the dust. Amen. And do what? Put on thy strength. Which strength is that one? It's the strength of Zion. You must come to Zion. Open your eyes and look around. Somebody said, we didn't come to Port Harcourt to look at bridge. When you get to Zion, don't look at bridge. Amen. You see the glory of God. I say, God, I want that glory. Amen. Let me tell you, we have come to Zion. We need to open our eyes, shine our eyes very well, and see the riches that have been granted unto us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, this experience was in the wilderness. Now, there's the other one. I talked about it, the tablets, the tables of the covenant. You also came out of wilderness. What is it saying? That anything you are going through, do not count it for nothing. Every experience counts. Say, I graduated 30 years ago. My mates are all senators. Some of them are senators, governors. How is it my problem? God has put me in the wilderness. I am overcoming. That is enough for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I came out so I'm not yet married. How is it your problem that you're not married? That experience is counting something for you. Amen. Say, so I don't have this one, I don't have that one. How is it a problem? Amen. Everything from the wilderness is meant to walk in energy and strength within. Amen. The third one that we get is what they call Aaron's rod and body. How did it come? It came with fighting. You know, this fellowship I've been fighting. Okay, me, I've been fighting. Amen. It's an opportunity for Aaron's rod to burn. Amen. Nigerian is born into strife. It's a very quick way to get into Aaron's rod. Hallelujah. Because the darkness must fight over the light, and the light must overcome it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to come to the point where I say, I am sorry. You know, those are the two most beautiful words in the Bible. I am sorry. Even Paul, he says, thou whited word. Eh? Speakest thou against the high priest? So, no. I didn't know it was the high priest. I'm very, very sorry. And I now quote the Bible that thou must not do so and so and so and so. The man has passed though, and he has gone. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, brethren, this thing is real. It's real. And it's meant to bring us into a place of spiritual dominion. Now, this third element is the element where you begin to understand the principle of darkness. And that is something I find that we are not, we don't capture. I'll give you an example. I enter my car and I'm driving along the road and it knocks engine. Ah, but I took that car to mechanic. I did so and so and so and so. Then you switch on the intellect. Amen. And you forget that there is something called darkness. You know how darkness works? Darkness is spontaneous bad. Bible says that they do not rest until they have made somebody to cry. Darkness on its own will bring forth destruction. I don't know if you understand. That is, as you are sitting, darkness is plotting to destroy you. Amen. That is, you don't need to provoke darkness to attack you. Unprovoked intent to destroy you. That is what is coming against you. Amen. And Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Me and you were always quick to look at the natural. I said, that brother, it's true. He's from Anambra, now from Imbo State. They said there's a problem between Anambra and Imbo State people. That's why he's looking at me. But Bible says you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. This is not Imbo State and Anambra business. It is called darkness. Amen. Is he saying, I ought to pray for my brother at that time? I said, oh God, have mercy on my brother. You know, I need to have that spiritual maturity to throw a covering of grace upon him. Amen. He will say, no. My brother, two of us are from Zion. We're not from Imo State or Anambra State. And that problem is solved. Amen. And, you know, we are learning it. But we need to make much more progress. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to realize that we are wrestling against spirits, principalities, forces that want everybody in this room dead. Somebody said the devil is bad. It is bad devil. He doesn't want good for you. He doesn't want bad any progress for me. If he had his way, I wouldn't even be standing here. Amen. But the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. It is new every morning. Therefore, the sons of Jacob are not consumed. The mercy of the Lord. Amen. We all are beneficiaries of that mercy. Amen. So it says that, you know, so we need to come to a place where we begin to flow with life. Amen. We're able to separate the darkness from the light. And we line up with life. Amen. And we'll become ministers of life. So we find in the wilderness that there was trouble in Israel. By the way, the earth opened. And swallowed. You know what the earth is? Speaking of calamity, anger. Has anger opened up before? Bro, have you seen when anger opened up? Somebody is going down. Amen. But somebody, not my soul. Amen. Have you seen lust manifest? Is the earth opening? Somebody is going to go down. Amen. We are not going to be in that company. Amen. Amen. So you find in the house, you know, sometimes you find flesh rubbing against flesh. It's the time to put your head down, no? From time to time it will come. Because we have not yet gone into that place, the sister, so all of us have not yet entered. Sometimes we even enter and come out. Amen. And for as long as we have not yet all there, once in a while you will find. They say there is one mountain that is spewing out lava in Hawaii. Amen. It says the earth cracks and liquid fire is good. It's a spiritual thing. Amen. Can you imagine me angry at you? That's liquid fire coming at you. Don't you understand? Yes. It must cover you though. Amen. Hallelujah. All of us, we are containing the life of God. We must cover it. We must have capacity to cover. Love cover a multitude of sins. He said, he that repeated a matter does not seek friendship. Don't seek love. Amen. Now, let me make my point. You know, some of us are very good lawyers. We're better than Allah and Sister Ruth. So, look, I must make my point. But what I was saying was, you know, I find that the times I get into trouble is when I say, but what I was saying was, you know what I say, what I was saying was, but what I was saying was trouble has come. Amen. I must make my point. May the Lord have mercy on as many of us who are making our point. Amen. Amen. Paul said, can you not be wronged? Can you not suffer wrong? Amen. You know, Watchman Nee said, if I win the argument, and my brother is wrong. Sister Domon knows it. She has written it. I have not proved my point, and my brother is wrong. So what have I gained? I'm not the chief magistrate of Nigeria. Amen. 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 You know, so we are going down the road where, you know, things have been broken down. We are losing our strength. Our weapons have been taken from us. And we are becoming very, very, very inert. Very, very, very safe people to live with. Amen. You know, all the rough points are being chiseled. You know? Amen. So we are ready to get out of the wilderness. Can't you understand the good news? We are ready to leave the wilderness. Amen. If we have behaved ourselves, I told my one brother, I said, bro, if we behave ourselves, God will take us to some places. Amen. I said, let's behave ourselves. Amen. Let me tell you, the end time church, God cannot open some doors to us because we do not have the maturity to handle it. Amen. Hallelujah. Some doors are locked because of immaturity. But these immature sons are growing. Amen. And the doors will open. Amen. There are many who are famished in the valley. They are just waiting for a word. They are just waiting. Once in a while, God will open the door and then You mean that's what you have been hiding? May the Lord help us. Amen. May the Lord help us. Amen. You know, I'm going to end now without entering the door as much as I wanted, but I believe that by the Spirit there is a burden that has been discharged. Amen. Because not according to the plan of man. But I believe that there is strength being brought to you and I. And it is telling me it is time to enter into the heavens. Say there is a door open in heaven. And Jesus is the entrance. Is that door. If I run into Christ, I will permanently be in the heavens. Amen. Christ is a heavenly body. Hallelujah. The fullness of the heavens are in Him. And those of us who are called into Christ, we must enter and therein abide. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for giving us grace to be partakers of this